Several cabinet secretaries are getting out of their walnut offices this week. They're talking to their cubicle and field-dwelling employees, and many are asking for employees' ideas as agencies prepare reform plans to comply with the Trump administration's push to reorganize government and the federal workforce. And other secretaries are getting out to talk about their employees during Public Service Recognition Week. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Many cabinet secretaries in the Trump administration are newcomers to government, and many others are just new to the executive branch. But these leaders say they're beginning to have a greater understanding of the dedication career federal employees bring to their work and the impact they can have on the public. Like the IRS impersonation scam team. They led an investigation and an awareness campaign and stopped thousands of Americans from paying millions of dollars in bogus tax bills. Or the team from the U.S. Agency for International Development, who led humanitarian efforts in Syria and parts of Iraq, delivering food, medicine, and safe drinking water to people in need. These federal employees are especially outstanding. They're among the 26 finalists for the Partnership for Public Service's prestigious Service to America Medals, or SAMMEs, this year. Yet many cabinet secretaries say they see that commitment throughout the rank and file. Ben Carson is the Secretary of the Housing and Urban Development Department.
You know, I was told, as many others are, that people in government didn't work very hard. That has not been my experience at HUD. People have been extremely dedicated to what they're doing. And, you know, interestingly enough, you know, you go out to Hollywood and you see the actors and actresses, and when they've done a particularly good job of portraying someone else, they cross their fingers and they hope to get the equivalent of a SAMMY award. I think they call it Oscars or something like that. But you know, here today we're honoring the real deal. You know, men and women who have extended themselves tremendously for their fellow Americans. They're not going to be followed by paparazzi. They're not going to be chauffeured around in limousines. They're not going to take private jets to Tokyo for a special dinner. When they leave here today, they're going back to the buildings and the offices that they work in every day for the sake of their fellow Americans.
This all comes during Public Service Recognition Week. That's when agencies, lawmakers, and other organizations acknowledge the work and impact federal employees have had on the public. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is the ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Regulatory Affairs and Federal Management. She sponsored a Senate resolution acknowledging Public Service Recognition Week and the contributions that federal employees make. It has 20 co-sponsors, 2 are Republicans, 2 are independents, and 16 are Democrats.
Because you understand that why you work for an agency head or you know, you may have a level of accountability and oversight here in Washington, D.C., or here in the Capitol. At the end of the day, the work that you do is for the great people of this great country. And it is that commitment that you make every day that some days I bet you feel is underappreciated. Not really recognized for the sacrifice that you've made, whether it's salary or time.
Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin kicked off Public Service Recognition Week by greeting his employees at the front door of VA headquarters.
Well, happy Public Service Recognition Week. It actually should be Public Service Recognition Year every day, because I now recognize, having come from outside of government, what all of you do every day and how important and the sacrifice that all of you give in your service to the country. And I don't think most Americans realize. They think about us as coming into work and 9-to-5ers. They don't realize what we really all do, that these are some of the hardest working people that I've ever met, dedicated people working nights and weekends and really fulfilling whatever task we put before our federal workers. It's really an incredible honor now to be part of that.
Shulkin says career civil servants have inspired him and others to join the federal workforce, and they serve as role models for young people. President Trump himself issued a similar proclamation acknowledging Public Service Recognition Week. He said he's seen civil servants' hard work throughout the first 100 days of his administration. He called on the federal workforce to do its part and help their agencies get ready to reorganize and restructure. He says he is counting on federal employees to help their agency leaders implement the tasks in his executive order. Some department secretaries have been spreading this message to their employees. They want them to see the president's executive order as an opportunity and be enthusiastic about lending their ideas. Tom Price is the secretary of the Health and Human Services Department.
Reimagining HHS is a chance for us to take into account all of these changes and to transform our department in ways that will make us even better at serving the American people. It's also a chance to explore how we can do our work more effectively and more efficiently. Now, given the fiscal situation that our country faces today, the budgetary constraints that we have, we absolutely must plan ahead. We've got to think about how best to serve the American people and accomplish our mission regardless of the circumstances. And from what I've seen of this department and the talents and the expertise of those of you in this room and across this department, I have every confidence that we will be able to do just that.
Price says career staff with years of experience will be involved at every single level of the process. They'll serve on steering committees and working groups and will look at HHS's strategic goals.
Plenty of past efforts at reforming our department have not been completed or not been enacted, and so there's a reason for that. Success in this endeavor isn't going to happen just because we get the right corporate buzzwords or we present elegant diagrams of the organizational charts from consultants far and wide. It's going to happen because every single person within this department, from the secretary's office across the entire department, is willing to listen to the people above and below them in the organizational chart and to cooperate with colleagues across our agencies and divisions and persist in making change possible.
HHS and other civilian agencies could see significant budget cuts in fiscal 2018. Trump's skinny budget proposed an 18% cut next year to HHS, and OMB says the upcoming reorganization will be tied to budget priorities. But Price has a different view.
We enter this process with no preconceptions about what works and what doesn't work. And we're certainly not gunning for specific programs or agencies. Just as we ought not assess programs by how much money we spend on them, we also not assess this process by how much money we can save from them, as important as that may be. Our goal is to begin reexamining what we do every day and ask ourselves, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? How can we do it better? Could it be done better somewhere else or through some other process? These are not simple questions to answer, but you're in the very best position to be able to answer them and help us do so.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.